This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. More than 800 wildfires continue to ravage Northern California, many of them sparked by an unusual number of lightning strikes over the weekend. Tens of thousands of acres are burning, stretching the resources of firefighters and others. Paul Van Gerwen is a battalion chief for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. He joins me now from Napa, California. Welcome to the program, Mr. Van Gerwen.
Thank you.
Now, before we get to the scope of these fires, I first have to ask you about these lightning strikes. More than 5,000?
That's correct. That began on Saturday. Parts of the region experienced a little lightning activity prior to that. However, on Saturday, we had a tremendous amount of lightning come through the central to northern half of the state.
A series of thunderstorms?
Yeah, it was several thunder cells that came through. And what we do is we plot those by satellite. They're plotted on a map, and so we're able to capture the coordinates of where those strikes were. On a normal day, what we would do is we'd have a few strikes come through. We would send up an aircraft the following day or the next 2 days, and they'd actually go in those general areas and look to see if anything in the remote locations may have started a fire. Whereas this one here, we didn't have to look far. We ended up with 600 fires right off the bat.
And those numbers continue to grow, 600, 700, eventually topping more than 800 fires. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
I'm trying to think back. I know I've seen lightning series. We have experienced a tremendous number of fires from lightning. I don't recall it being 800, though. I would think I would remember that. But, again, we have, over the years, experienced a series of lightning-caused fires. But I think what's unique here is it's we're having a critical condition with our fuels. We're in one of the driest two-year periods on record, which has not allowed the vegetation to recover over the winter months.
Well, one top state official says that you actually have 842 fires, at least at the moment where we're now speaking. Are you talking about several small fires all over the place, or are they contiguous?
Many of them were small fires, and we were able to actually pick up some of the smaller fires, depending on its location. However, some of them are remote. Many of them, we had maybe 5 to 10 to 15 of them all in a small geographic area, which grew to a larger fire. And that's kind of the scenario we have, kind of a wide variety. You know, some of the fires may only be 50 to 100 acres, but many of them are, as you've probably seen, thousands and thousands of acres.
Now, I've read reports that in some areas there aren't enough firefighters to actually control the blazes.
Obviously, when you have that many fires, you don't have the resources to get to each fire. What we're doing here is we look at the fires. Of course, we prioritize. There's the life and property threat. Obviously, if it's going to run into a populated area, we're going to make that a high priority, and we've applied our resources there.
What do you? What's the future look like here? How long will it take to control these fires or contain them?
Well, I'm just looking at the amount of fire we've got going and the conditions. Just through experience, I'm going to say we're going to be at it for at least the next couple of weeks trying to contain these. We're going to have a busy season. I'm just hoping we don't have much more lightning like this.
Paul Van Gerwen is a battalion chief for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Thank you for speaking with us, sir.
You're welcome.